This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Jeff Phelps, Andy Baskin. Opening day, baby! Opening day!
We have
some opening day stuff. We also have some Nate Tice stuff. We also have another opening day roster, all straight ahead, right here on Baskin and Phelps.
All right, the latest draft rumors around the Browns will only intensify as we continue to talk about them endlessly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the Cavs are on their way to locking down the number one seed in the East, and the Guardians' regular season is here today. Feel it. Don't miss a minute of The Fan during your workday or on the go. Stream us at 92.3thefan.com or on your phone with the free Odyssey app.
Stuff is happening. Tanner Bibee, opening day starter for our Cleveland Guardians.
Oh, no.
Oops. Not the opening day starter for the Cleveland Guardians. And the reason why? Food poisoning.
Ugh.
Better than an elbow.
No, that's true. All right, good point on that.
Better than an elbow.
Jeff, you do see the glasses half full.
Andy,
so
it's the way to go through life, my man.
What? Half empty or half full?
I don't know. Not looking at all the negative. It's better for you.
Oh, boy.
It's better for you.
Food poisoning, huh?
And instead of Tanner Bibee, now we get Ben Lively. So, Ben, there you go. Knock him dead. In Kansas City, 4-10.
It's bad for... Oh, who knows what he ate, but... Oh, what a bummer.
Yeah, he wanted to do that, and now he's not going to get a chance to do that.
So if you put Lively in there, what are you doing to the rotation here now?
Well, you're waiting until Tanner Bibee's gastro problems go away, and then you put him on the field.
Well, you got to figure he'd be back for his next regular scheduled start, don't you think?
Well, you would think so, sure.
Yeah, so...
Guardians also made some corresponding moves here. They had an open spot on the roster. They have filled it by recalling Jonathan Rodriguez from AAA Columbus. And if you remember Jonathan, he came up last year before John Kenzie Noel, I believe, and was a... hard-hitting right fielder, and so I have another hard-hitting guy. I love that. Nolan Jones, John Kenzie Noel, Jonathan Rodriguez, some guys who can mash the ball if they make contact. So that's good. They've put Shane Bieber, Slade Ciccone, John Means, Eric Sobrowski, Trevor Stephan on the 15-day injured list, retroactive to March 24th. Those are all expected moves. And then they reassigned, and these are expected as well. Kobe Allard, Parker Mashinsky, Vince Velasquez, Dom Nunez, and Will Wilson to minor league camp. So a 26-player roster. 10 players on that 26-man roster acquired through the MLB draft by the Guardians. 7 through trades, 9 free agents, 3 of those amateur free agents, 6 major league free agents. 40-man roster sits at 40.
And there you have it.
Let's play ball, baby. Andy?
Jeff?
I've been going over some of these opening day lineups, just to kind of get us in the feel for what's going on.
Let's get pumped.
This one is going to be very near and dear to your heart. You know why? Because you bring this year up frequently enough.
Uh-oh.
The year is 1987.
Oh.
And I've gone over opening day lineups from key years in franchise history. Why is 1987 a key year?
Was that an uprising year?
Yes, it was.
Oh, yes.
Sports Illustrated on the cover in 1987, predicting the Indians as the best team in the American League.
Why?
The best team in the American League, according to Sports Illustrated, ended up going 61-101 under Pat Corrales and Doc Edwards.
And why? Because weren't they the only team of the, what was there, 7 in the American League East at the time? All 6 teams had won the previous 6 years.
Well, they...
Something like that?
They also had a good year the year before. But the opening day lineup against the Toronto Blue Jays, April 6th, 1987, at Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. For a team that disappointed us immensely. Your second baseman was Tony Bernazard. In center field, Brett Butler hitting second. Your shortstop, Julio Franco, hitting third. Joe Carter was in left field batting cleanup. My favorite guy back in the day, Andre Thornton, the DH, hitting fifth. Andre, if you're listening, have a great opening day.
We both love you, just so you know that.
Brooke Jacoby,
still fans.
Brooke Jacoby hit sixth and played third base. Pat Tabler hit seventh and played first. Corey Snyder was in right field. Corey went 1-for-3 that day with an RBI. Corey hit one out, I believe.
Tell him who
game.
Was behind home plate.
Oh, no, he didn't. Yes. Oh, yes, he did. Yeah, Corey hit one out. And behind home plate, the pride of Solon High School.
Yes!
Chris Bando.
You go.
That was your starting lineup. Mel Hall pinch hit in that game.
Your
pitchers in that game. Tom Candiotti, the starter for the Guards, or Indians at the time, coming out of the bullpen and pitching in the sixth inning. Some guy that was washed up who they kind of tried to reclaim, a fellow named Doug Jones, who did get good, didn't he? Man. Scott Bales then pitched the seventh inning, and Tom Waddell pitched the ninth, or Waddle. So that was your starting lineup in the ungodly disappointing 1987 season for opening day.
By the way, Sal Bando, rest his soul, 2 years ago. Passed away in 23. Is that something? 2023. He was in Wisconsin.
There you go. There you go. Opening day. We'll have more coming up. Ben Broussard, actually.
Yeah.
Going to join us coming up in just a few minutes.
Are we going to do his opening day?
Are we going to do his opening day?
Yeah.
I don't think we are.
Oh, you take all the fun out of it. Here I was excited. We go through history, looking at all his opening days. And now you're going to spoil the fun.
Thanks, Andy.
Thanks.
I appreciate that.
Man, you're a roadblock sometimes.
You okay here? Oh, Dano's got something.
No more.
A little bit of news here. Adam Schefter of ESPN, edge rusher, top prospect Abdul Carter will not work out at Penn State's pro day on Friday, per his agent Drew Rosenhaus. Quote, he's still finishing up rehab on the shoulder injury he had from the Boise State game.
Yeah.
Rosenhaus said he may still do a workout for teams sometime in mid-April. So Abdul Carter not working out at Penn State's pro day.
Well, they only want to give you millions of dollars. It might be nice if they had a better idea.
It's a good point. He's also probably skipping out because Penn State plays Maine tomorrow in the college hockey Sweet 16. So that might be why, too. He wants to watch that.
He played first base for the Guardians. He played first base for the McNeese State Cowboys. He's from Southeast Texas. He's Ben Broussard, and he's coming up next right here on Baskin and Phelps.